Yeah, I mean, the main driver for me was the weather. But little did I know that, you know, to do all the weather forecasting and processing at that time, I thought it was a manual process. But it turns out that they were introducing computers around the time where I was leaving school. They got this 360/195 IBM machine, which was one of the most powerful computers in the world at the time. In fact, they ran the first computer models for atmospheric simulation on that machine. Very small scale, of course, but they were quite sophisticated for the time and leading the game in terms of computerized weather forecasting. And yeah, so joining the Met Office at that point in time, in 1979, they were really ramping up how they were using that machine. And not only were they using it for weather forecasting, but they were using it for climate data digitization, which, you know, the huge history of climate data has been generated over the years since the 1850s, and that was all being digitized onto magnetic tape. And that was one of my first jobs, actually, to look after the archive, the digitized archive, and manage the tape archive that it was being put onto.